In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Today, the third biggest health insurance company in America announced it would buy the fourth biggest. Aetna will buy Humana for $37 billion if the deal is completed next year. At the moment, it would be the biggest deal ever done in the health insurance industry, but it might not have that title for long. What's going on here? Changing health economics? Obamacare? Yeah, pretty much all of that. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
If health insurance were a playground, you'd see fewer individual kids running around because they're all teaming up. Why? Size matters because insurers negotiate what they pay to doctors and hospitals, and they're merging and getting bigger too. Analyst Anna Gupte is with the investment bank Leerink Partners.
In a local market, it's a matter of who has the greater market power. So Humana combined with Aetna has a lot more market power in any market with a hospital or a physician group.
Insurance firms have to be big and nimble. Under the Affordable Care Act, Gupte says overhead and profitability are capped. These days, competition for insurers to get corporate customers is more fierce than ever, says J.B. Silvers. He's a former insurance exec who now teaches business at Case Western Reserve.
The old days where you had a broker who was cozy with a particular employer and could direct the traffic, that kind of a business-to-business market has eroded.
Now, if you watch the insurance playground closely, you see many running in one direction, toward old people. The part of the Medicare market run by private insurers is growing as more boomers age into it, and Humana is big in that space. So, if mergers like this make sense for insurers, as they do for the doctors and the hospitals, what about patients? Well, it may not be so great, says Limor Daphne. She's a health economist at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management.
Consolidation in both sectors has led to increases in provider prices and health insurance premiums.
She says antitrust authorities need to ask some tough questions before this goes through. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.